Well, I wonder if there's anybody here that likes washing people's feet. Anybody here like feet? Washing feet? Oh, there are one or two people that like washing feet, of course. Now, I was a nurse for many years, and I remember one day at St. Bartholomew's Hospital in the City of London, a gentleman was admitted. It was quite funny, really, because in one bed we had a High Court judge. In the bed next door we had a rough sleeper. It was a great leveller. But this rough sleeper was very poorly because he'd been out on the streets and he'd got a really bad chest infection. But I needed to take his shoes and socks off. And his shoes were full of holes. And I took his shoes off and his socks had rotted on his feet. And I remember the moment he sat in the chair and I put his feet in a bowl and I washed his feet. And he was very moved that I did that for him, but I was also very moved too. It was a deeply humbling experience to be able to wash somebody's feet like that and to serve them. And there are people out on our streets week after week who do that regularly. They offer to wash people's feet. I wonder how many of us might be prepared to do that night after night out on the streets. Now, I have a small bowl here with a towel. And this is to remember a story. Do you have any idea about the story? It's a story in the Bible. Does anyone else have any idea? Grace, do you have any idea about the story of a bowl and a towel? Jesus washed people's feet. He did. He washed his disciples' feet. They were having a meal in the upper room before he died. And after the meal, he wrapped an apron around his waist. He took off his cloak and he knelt down and he went round and washed their feet. Now, normally, they would have had their feet washed by a servant when they arrived. The lowest of the low used to wash the people's feet. But Jesus got down and washed their feet and said, I set you an example. And this is an example to you about how you need to serve other people. And Jesus said later, said at one time, I've come not to be served, but to serve. And he asks us to do the same too. So we're going to read that reading now, and I wonder, Grace, would you like to place this just at the bottom of the cross there? Can you do that for me? Thank you. That's lovely. Just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the time had come to leave this world to go to the Father. Having loved his dear companions, he continued to love them right to the end. It was supper time. The devil by now had Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, firmly in his grip, all set for betrayal. And Jesus knew that the Father had put him in complete charge of everything, that he came from God and was on his way back to God. So he got up from the supper table, set aside his robe and put on an apron. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples, drying them with his apron. When he got to Simon Peter, Peter said, Master, you wash my feet. Jesus answered, You don't understand now what I'm doing, but it will be clear enough to you later. Peter persisted, You're not going to wash my feet ever. Jesus said, If I don't wash you, you can't be part of what I'm doing. Master, said Peter, not only my feet then, wash my hands and wash my head. Jesus said, If you've had a bath in the morning, you only need your feet washed now and you're clean from head to toe. My concern, you understand, is holiness, not hygiene. So now you're clean, but not every one of you. He knew who was betraying him. That's why he said, not every one of you. And after he had finished washing their feet, he took his robe, put it on, and went back to his place at the table. Then he said, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You address me as teacher and master, and rightly so. That is what I am. So if I, the master and teacher, washed your feet, you must now wash each other's feet. I've laid down a pattern for you. What I've done, you do. It's only pointing out the obvious. A servant is not ranked above his master. An employee doesn't give orders to the employer. If you understand what I'm telling you, act like it and live a blessed life." Amen.